Hello, everybody. My name is Zach Van Toll. I'm a second-year PhD student at Arizona State University in the School of Sustainability. And this recording is from January 3rd, 2023, aboard the Ocean Victory, as we are heading through the Drake Passage back to Tierra del Fuego in Argentina, after an excellent voyage and study abroad, culminating in a few days on the Antarctic Peninsula. Today, I am very excited to be able to sit down with Gabby, one of our expedition leaders, to hear some of her views and experiences through her educational pathway to get to where she's at today. Thank you so much for joining me, Gabby. If you could just introduce yourself, tell me a little bit about kind of where you grew up, your educational story, and what led you to Albatross Expeditions.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me. My name is Gabby Pilsen, and I am an expedition guide with Albatross Expeditions. I've been working in the polar region since about 2018. Took a couple years off during the pandemic, but I'm back, excited to be with the penguins once again. I grew up actually on Long Island, just to the east of New York City, and I didn't really get into the outdoors until I went to boarding school actually to play ice hockey, and then I ended up getting a few concussions, couldn't play anymore, and when I was all sad, one of the teachers took me out ice climbing every day, and from there I just got into the outdoors more, and when I was in college I started spending more time outside. That led me to do a master's in outdoor education after I finished my undergrad, and when I was doing my master's degree, one of the professors actually works for a different company in the industry in the polar regions, and I said, Pete, I really want to go to the Antarctic. How do I make this happen? And so he told me what I needed to do. I already had most of the skills, and so it was just getting a few certifications, applied for a couple jobs, and here I am. So that's what led me here.
Awesome. Yeah, and so I think to give you a little bit of information about ASU, something that the president of the university really prides himself in is we're considered the New American University. And essentially what that is his idea behind the concept of learning inclusivity. And so we have one of the largest cohorts of online students out of any university in the United States. I mean, it's really about bringing students into a university setting where they're at, meeting where they're at, and giving them the tools necessary to succeed. But a part of that, and what I think the university is trying to do, is really increase these immersive learning experiences, whether that's through study abroad or allowing students. We have a student in our cohort who's actually traveling while she's completing her university studies. And so I know that you've talked a little bit on this trip about your experiences through kind of actually earning some degrees, other times starting a degree and realizing it wasn't for you, and that there's other ways you can learn what you want to learn, and not needing necessarily that institutional framework for that. And so I wonder if you could just talk a little bit about, the learning that's happened for you outside of that university experience and throughout your time with Albatross and working in Antarctica, what you've learned that you think maybe students would gain from actually being, in person, living through, whether it's a study or abroad or getting some work experience outside of the classroom.
Yeah, for sure. I think outdoor education is sort of the manifestation of this idea of experiential learning and getting out and doing stuff. Of course, you don't have to, I think, be necessarily outside to experience and learn. And I think some people might argue that a guided trip isn't necessarily outdoor education, but I think if you frame it that way, coming down here to the Antarctic, and you frame it in this concept of learning and experiencing the place, that's what makes it more powerful and more magical. But of course, it's what the student brings, or the guest on the trip brings, to their experience as well. And I think one of the benefits of learning outside is that you can meet every single person where they're at. Everybody is, we're on a trip with 172 guests, I think, 23 of us and 80 crew, and every single person has different experiences, different lived experiences, and they're coming here with different backgrounds, and so we can meet each person. Everybody can get something different out of it, and I think, for me at least, it's like that's how people who maybe don't necessarily excel in a traditional academic situation can really start to experience the world and get more out of it than they would. You can sit in a classroom and learn about glaciers all day, but until you actually see them and you hear people talk about the changes they've seen in the landscape and what that's going to mean for people who live nowhere near glaciers, you don't really get it. And so while, there's an access issue to a lot of these things, it's expensive. Not everybody can come down here. Fewer than, 1.5 million people have ever been to the Antarctic. The more people we can get outside doing things like this, even if it's not down here in the polar regions, I think the more powerful of a learning experience we'll have overall for everybody.
Definitely. And that's something I think that I've been wrestling with a little bit in terms of how we make democratize Antarctica, if you will, as opposed to, you know, kind of bottling it up for the folks who have the privilege and the necessary resources to be able to travel down here. And I think that something that I've kind of taken to heart is when we have sort of our end of day wrap ups is talking about how can we be advocates for Antarctica moving forward, and sort of not just what we gain while we're down here, but what we take with us long term. And I think for me, one of the larger takeaways in what you touched on is, you know, I would consider myself a climatologist and, you know, you're more of a glaciologist, but at the end of the day, a lot of what we talk about comes back to the people and kind of the experiences that we gain working for you, working with people, and for me, learning from the expedition guides and kind of picking the brains of other people and why they're here. And so I wonder if you could just talk a little bit about in terms of holistic learning, right? And so you obviously learn a bunch about glaciers from reading academic papers, but also from just experiencing them firsthand. But what types of things do you take away from the different cohorts of people that you bring down here in terms of a more holistic thinking about like the political atmosphere surrounding Antarctica, some of the more broader thought processes about the way people think or don't think about Antarctica? I know a lot of people probably don't even really think about it until this trip kind of came on their horizon, like, oh, it's an opportunity I can't pass up. And so just overall, holistically, what types of things do you learn that maybe people wouldn't necessarily consider a traditional academic discipline, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting when the people who come down here are a wide mix. I mean, you get people who come down here expecting to do some really extreme mountaineering, and there are trips like that for sure. But usually the person who comes down here, they're usually very well read. They're pretty well educated as well, and they're interested in this place. Of course, you get people who just want to take photos with penguins, which I love as well, but everyone comes down here for their own reasons. But I think everyone takes away something from here that they didn't expect. And so for me, I think the biggest learning you see is the connection between what happens in this place that's, you know, 5,000 miles away from home and how that impacts people when they're back at home, right? And so, like, one thing I try and do in all of my lectures is really give, like, a take-home message and how what the changes we're seeing down here and what's happening down here is really going to impact everybody. And I think that's, like, the biggest, like, light bulb that you see go off in people's heads. They come down here expecting to see a world that's completely different from home, but then they realize that, yeah, even though there are no penguins where they live, maybe there's no glaciers, there's maybe not any whales, what's happening here will impact them and the rest of the world in some way, shape, or form. And to me, I think that's really powerful. I think it speaks to the, you know, the power of experiential learning. And I think the biggest take-home thing that I get from that is that to really make a difference, you have to show people what's important to them, I think, if that makes sense. So to me, I think the environment and our planet has inherent value, but for a lot of people, they need to see, like, the value of maintaining and protecting these spaces, like the value, even if it is intrinsic, people need to see some extrinsic value to it. And so really making those connections is important. So to me, I've learned that, like, to impact positive change, I have to make those connections for people so they can take them home and be ambassadors for these places as well.
That's super important. I think that's probably a really nice place to sort of wrap up. But I think before I let you go, one kind of big picture question that I would love to get your opinion on is in terms of education within the Antarctic sphere, where do you see the future for academic institutions in terms of educating students about Antarctica and why they should care? And, you know, whether that means more study abroad programs or kind of a digital immersion type program, how do you see the future of Antarctic education in congruence with institutions, academic institutions in the United States? Where do you see that moving going forward?
Well, I think, like, one thing that we can do is really start learning and researching more about the polar regions. There's only a few universities in the world that even have specific programs on Antarctic studies or polar studies or whatever it might be. The number is quite small. And so I think the magic of something like polar studies is that it's interdisciplinary. It's just as interdisciplinary as environmental studies. It just looks at a specific aspect of it. And so putting more funding into creating programs like that, and then you know, of course there is the access issue. It is super expensive to come down here. Not every school and every student can afford it. And so if we can create more online immersive experiences, that would be awesome. There's lots of stuff going on with virtual reality now, specifically out of Gateway in Antarctica in Christchurch, New Zealand, to try and, especially for younger students, get them to understand the importance of the polar regions. But I think creating more partnerships between universities and the expedition cruising industry to get more people down here would be beneficial moving forward. The industry's growing so fast. There will be spaces on these trips. It's about getting the funding in place and the space and the access for people to come down here, even if they wouldn't otherwise have the means. And I think that's what's important in the long term.
Well, Gabby, thank you so much, and thank you, everybody, for listening. If you want any more details about Albatross Expeditions or Gabby, be sure to look down in the description, and I will link the website. Thank you.